We're rolling. Here we go.
One of the races that we did very well in which was to sail the Ward Shield race at the Gravesend Sailing Club. This was from Gravesend down to Southend and back again to Gravesend. And it was the last race of the season, and the weather could be quite nasty sometimes. And very often it was nearly dark when some of the boats got back. Anyway, on this race, the wind was reasonably, I suppose, 4 or 5, something like that. And we roared down to the buoy at the Blythe, East Blythe, I think it was. Buoy went round that, and that's down by Southend and the North Sand, and turned round, and I said to my friend, "The tide's against us, and the wind is southwest or west. We're going to be tacking all the way back, and the only way to get anywhere is to go into the shallows where the tide is less. So we'll make a strict rule, will not be broken, however tempting it is to carry on, that we will tack inshore, and as soon as the echo sounder reads 10 feet, we will tack." And we did this, and soon we left all the other boats way, way behind. And we got back to Gravesend and found that the big ships, because a lot of big ships in the river in those days, ships were all lying across the tide. It was just low water when we got back. So, but that technique really worked, and we got first prize, and I think it was justified. A bit of seamanship with care. There was another Ward Shield race when we were racing against the name of the ship. This is a famous pilot cutter. I can't remember her name now. Cariad. We were racing against her, and we were sort of quite close to her coming back up again on the Blythe Sands. And Cariad didn't have an echo sounder, or took a chance, went aground, and the tide was still falling, so that she was more or less out of the race then. But the witch, we found, could sail very close to the wind, no trouble. And we did very well. Of course, we towed dinghies in those days. I would not have liked to not to have had a dinghy, because if you fall overboard, your best chance is of surfacing before the dinghy catches you up, and you've got a chance of holding onto the dinghy and getting aboard. Otherwise, if it's at night, you haven't got a ghostly.